Israeli warplanes have carried out airstrikes in the Gaza Strip after two Israeli soldiers were wounded Tuesday in a mortar bomb attack by Palestinian militants. We spoke about the raid with our Jerusalem correspondent, Luis Ramirez.
Well, there was a series of airstrikes. The Israeli Air Force says that it struck four targets, and that includes smuggling tunnels in the southern Gaza Strip. These tunnels, of course, linking smuggling operations in Egypt to the Gaza Strip.
And the attack that led up to this, that wounded the Israeli soldiers?
There was a skirmish on the border between Israel and the Gaza Strip along the security barrier. This skirmish happened on Tuesday when some Israeli soldiers spotted what they said were some Palestinian militants from Gaza laying down what the Israeli military says was an explosive device along the security barrier. There was gunfire, and then as part of this skirmish later, there were rockets fired into Israel from the Gaza Strip.
This is not unusual for Israel to retaliate after an attack like this.
Every time there's a series of rocket attacks on Israel from the Gaza Strip, it is common for Israel to immediately respond with airstrikes. Now, the targets are usually the smuggling tunnels in the southern Gaza Strip, because Israel believes that the components for these homemade rockets that are being used against Israel are coming through those tunnels.
Well, what can you tell us about these tunnels?
Those tunnels have been in operation for years, and the reason they were set up is because Israel has imposed an embargo on the Gaza Strip. The reason for that embargo is to protect, Israel wants to protect itself from attacks, like mortar attacks, that have been occurring for many years now. The purpose of the embargo is to stop the components of these mortars from being taken into the Gaza Strip and used against Israeli targets. The tunnels were used until recently to bring luxury food items and other items that were banned under the embargo into the Gaza Strip. Israel recently, in recent months, has relaxed that embargo. A lot more things are able to enter the enclave. Now the Israelis say the only purpose for those tunnels is for smuggling items that are banned, which are items that Israel says can be used for attacks on Israelis.
VOA correspondent Luis Ramirez reporting from Jerusalem. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.